Thank you. Listen, we're not going to prolong the time. We want you to go expedite expeditiously to St. John, the ninth chapter. St. John, the ninth chapter, we're going to take a text from verse number 25. Amen. Tonight is going to be more like the Bible study. Amen. On tonight, we may find a key, we may not, but we just got want to share this. Amen. I can almost say I'm not going to get through all of it. This whole chapter, amen, has got quite a few verses in it. I think it's got about 41 verses in here. Amen. We might get through a portion of it if I have to come back and do a part. Amen. B, part C, D, E, F, amen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Amen. We'll do that. Amen. But we would like to call your attention to St. John, the ninth chapter. Amen. St. John, the ninth chapter, verse number 25. God bless all of you on Facebook. Amen. Family. Amen. We see so many of you, Sister Tamisha. Amen. God bless you tonight. My cousin. Amen. All the way in Nebraska. We thank God for you. Amen. I think I've seen Deacon Burner out there. So many others. Amen. Are chiming in. Amen. Just make a comment or something out there. Let me know you're watching. You don't have to be scared. Amen. We can see everybody that's watching anyway. Amen. So see Sister Pamela King. Amen. God bless you. I see Sister Kenya. Amen. Just make a comment if you're out there. Amen. Just let us know that you are with us on tonight. We also would like to thank God for our Chaos Blog Talk Radio listeners all over the world. Amen. God has allowed us, amen, to be able to preach the gospel internationally, and we're so grateful to God for that on tonight. We thank God for Elder Oliver and the Oliver family, his wife, amen, their children, amen. We thank God for them. Elder Oliver, amen, he's up in Ohio on tonight. Amen. So keep him and his family in prayer. Amen. We want to give shout out to the Kensington Care Home in London. Thank God for you being a part of our Thursday night celebration. Also, the Germany AM radio station. Thank you tonight for listening in to Blog Talk, Chaos Blog Talk Radio. Also, our listeners in the Nassau, Bahamas. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. See Elder Victor Duet. Amen. He's chiming in on tonight. God bless you, sir. I'm glad to have you in on tonight. On behalf of me and my wife and my, amen, children, we thank you so much for being a part of our Thursday night family celebration, where we believe ministry starts at home. Amen. We're still wanting and asking those of you that would be willing to partner in with us. Amen. We're starting to do some new things. We're launching some new things, some new ideas that God is give it to us to enhance us, amen, enhance the families, amen. We are asking those that would be willing to partner in with us. We're asking for a donation, a partnership donation monthly of at least $25. That's what we are asking. But if you're out there and you would like to partner in, we're going to be doing T-shirts and things like that. We're also going to be starting out a kickoff prayer service, which is going to be every Monday morning for the partners. We're going to be doing that. Also, we're going to be starting our Wednesday vitamin B inspirational text messages, which, you know, all of our partners are in there. We're going to be a part of that text chain, amen, where every week I'll be sending out some different verses and whatever the Lord has given me to encourage those partners at that time. So we have some of you that have already joined us. Some of you already said, well, Pastor, Brother Omar want to be a part of it. Amen. And I appreciate that. We're going to be talking about it for another month or so. And hopefully right around April, we will start the kickoff. So we try to get at least about 25 people, amen, that will say, I can do $25 a month to support, amen, this ministry right here. Amen. And if you can't do it, you might say, well, I can be 10. I would love to partner in. I believe in what you're doing, Brother Omar. I believe in what your family is doing. And I would like to be a part. I can't do the 25. I think I can do 5 or I can do 10 or, amen, whatever it is that you feel you can be. Amen. And we're not going to turn you down. We're not going to turn you down. Amen. And we're just going to welcome those that would like to be, amen, officially a part of our partnership. And that's, as we stated, we got another line of T-shirts that are going to be debuting. thank God for all of you that has already purchased the t-shirts that God led us to do. If God be for us, the who don't matter. Amen, amen. Those of you that have already paid for the t-shirts, we're going to have those for you, amen, on Sunday at our Praise Tabernacle service. Amen. So we thank God for you. Amen. And as God continues to give us ideas for lunch and, amen, to go higher and deeper in Him, amen, we just ask that you continue to pray for us. Amen. And those of you that believe in what we're doing and you're able to support financially, we ask that you would do so. All right. St. John, the 9th chapter, verse 25. St. John, the 9th chapter. Amen. I'm going to give that. We're going to read that scripture, and then I'm going to give my subject, and then we're going to go back to verse 1 and kind of walk through, amen, the lesson on tonight. As I stated, I'm probably going to be doing more teaching line upon line on tonight. If the hoof comes, then, amen, if it gets to the E-flat, then we'll go there. But if not, amen, we just want to make sure that we get this point across on tonight. St. John, the 9th chapter, starting at verse number 25, we're going to start by reading that one passage of scripture. Amen. St. John, the 9th chapter, verse 25. If you got it, say amen. All right. Amen. On the count of three, read it with me. 1, 3. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Amen. Amen. Let's read that one more time. Just that one scripture. Amen. On tonight, St. John, the 9th chapter, verse number 25. Read. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Amen. Listen, if you got a neighbor, I want you to look at that neighbor and say, neighbor, tonight's topic is stick with the facts. Amen. We're going to talk and teach, amen, and talk from the subject. Just stick with the facts. Amen. Stick with the facts. F-A-C-T-S. Stick with the facts. Father, it's in Jesus' name that we come before you on tonight. And we pray and ask you now that you would bring your anointing that makes teaching and perhaps preaching easy. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Let no flesh get any glory in this service, but all glory and honor goes to you. In Jesus' name, everybody shout amen.
Amen.
Amen. Stick with the facts. Amen. That was, and I really can't remember much about the TV show back in the late 80s and I think early 90s. It was entitled The Facts of Life. And it was a lady that had, if I'm not mistaken, had a household full of girls. And there was one little black young lady that played in that. I think they called her Tootie, I think it was. The Facts of Life years ago. And it was just dealing with pretty much things that happened, especially in that show with the young ladies and in life. Yeah, there's going to be challenges for all of us in life, amen. But one of the worst things you could ever be labeled, listen to this, beloved, one of the worst labels you can ever have, amen, in your life is to be known as a liar. Let me somebody say, stop telling lies, stop telling lies. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once you get labeled a liar, that's one of the hardest things to, amen, overcome. That's one of the hardest things to, amen, to transform a person that is known as a liar because they simply refuse to stick with the facts. Oh, yeah, yeah. You got people that, amen, you ever known anybody that are tell lies for no reason? I can't hear nobody tonight. Amen. It ain't even no reason to lie. But they find they make up lies. I mean, it ain't, Lord, everybody can tell, amen, you chewing bubble gum, but you just lie. Amen. For no reason. Everybody can tell you drinking Pepsi. I mean, you got the Pepsi bottle. My God. And you just want to lie. They can see the color. They can smell it when you burp. Yeah, 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 yeah. Y'all remember the facts of life. Yeah, but amen. It's just one thing. When you are labeled a liar, amen. In the church, we got folk lying. On the jobs, we got folk lying. Amen. In the restaurants, we got folk lying. You go to the neighborhood Walmart, folk in Walmart, telling lies. Oh, yeah, you leave Walmart to go to Kroger. Lord, help me tonight. Folk in Kroger just lying for no reason. Folk know you ain't 100 pounds, but you keep putting on weight. Lord, help me tonight. Yeah, Walmart, Lord, don't make your eyes. Lord, you got 17,000, amen, pictures on your selfies, Facebook selfies, and, amen, on every picture you got different colors. Oh, no, you y'all ain't gonna help me here. Amen. Folks, no, that ain't your heart. I know if you can't, amen, grow it, you sow it. If you can't achieve it, you weave it. Y'all understand that, but folks, you got Lord help me. Amen. Now you trying to trick folks, and y'all know what I say about tricks. Silly rabbit tricks, all the kids. Amen. Just look at somebody and say, if you stick to the truth, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Stick with the truth. Amen. Stick with the truth. Stick with the fact. Amen. Listen, once you, if you tell the truth don't need to be propped up. Right. The truth, amen, the truth stands on its own. Right. The facts stand on its own. Facts speak for themselves. Right. Look at the neighbor and say, just give me the facts. Give me the facts. Give me the facts. Amen. Listen, let's look through here. I'm going to try to get as far through this as possible. Amen. I got about 135 minutes. I want you to stay with me tonight. I'm trying to get through as much as I'll be through by 8 o'clock. So let's look back at verse 1. Remember, we're talking, I hope anyone's taking a note, just write it down. Stick with the facts. Stick with the facts. And tell yourself, I must stick with the facts. So let's look at the first verse, St. John chapter 9, verse 1. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. Amen. And let's understand, Jesus had just pretty much escaped death. Lord help me. Amen. The Pharisees, the Jews, amen, the leaders, the scribes, Sadducees, different folks had just tried to apprehend, amen, and kill him. Okay? They was getting ready. This is chapter 8. They was, at the end, they was getting ready to kill him. So Jesus escapes. Amen. He gets through there to look at chapter 9, verse 1. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from birth. Look at somebody say, from birth. Right. Amen. From birth. All right? So we established that. We established that this man was blind from birth. Look at somebody say, facts. Right. Y'all ain't talking to nobody. Amen. If you got a man, just look at him and say, facts. Amen. He was blind from birth. That's facts. Look at verse 2. And his disciples asked him, this is Jesus' disciples, asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Okay, who did sin? This is the question, amen, because back in Exodus and different things that the Jews practiced and believed based on an illness, somebody had to have sinned. Amen. Now we do understand, let's make this clear, amen, we do understand that all have sinned because of Adam. Amen. Because of Adam, we are born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Amen. But here in this text, amen, we understand they're asking because this was their tradition, this was their custom, this was their belief that something bad, amen, had happened to a person. The Jews believed it had to be because of sin. And really, in the grand scheme of things, yes, because of the fall of man and all these things enter in, but not strategically, amen, in this purpose. We're going to see here why he was blind. Watch this, look at verse 3. Jesus answered, neither have this man sinned, meaning his blindness is not because he's done anything wrong. Okay, so neither has this man sinned, nor his parents. So, amen. That don't mean that they were perfect or sinless, but what Jesus is trying to explain to his disciples is what he's going through or his issue is not because of a sinful act or, amen, something that was that he done or his parents done. That don't mean that they didn't sin. We all know they sinned, but him being blind had nothing to do with a certain sin. Do y'all understand that? So Jesus answered, neither have this man sinned nor his parents. But what's here? But that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Okay? But that the works of God, that's very important, beloved. But that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Is it possible, Lord help me tonight, what you're going through now, amen, even though you prayed and, amen, you don't know how you got in it. Now, some of us is some stuff because we made terrible choices. Okay, but sometimes things happen in life and it doesn't necessarily mean you've done anything wrong. But is it possible that it's so that God, that the glory of God, amen, could be manifested in your life? How many times have we had situations where we said, Lord, why me? Have you ever said, why not me? And this is to all of us, me included. Amen. There have been some situations of things happening in my life. I said, Lord, why me? Well, have you ever thought about, Lord, why not me? Okay? Because God is looking for somebody that he can trust with some stuff that everybody else can't go through. I can't hear nobody. Amen. Listen, if he brought you to it, we know that's what they say, and it's the truth. Amen. If God brought you to it, then surely he's able to bring you through it. Man, let's understand. There's some things, as I stated, that we did ourselves. Okay? But then that situation that God would put us in so that he can, amen, be glorified and magnified in our life. Amen. That's some stuff that you're going through now. Amen. That's some issues. That's some situations. Amen. In your life right now. But God is going to bring you through. God is going to pull you through also because he wants you to be a testimony to your neighbor. He wants you to be a testimony to the church. He wants you to be a testimony on your job. He wants you to be a testimony to your family. Amen. Look at somebody and say, stick with the facts. Stick with the facts. Okay? So that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Okay? There's things that God wants to be manifested in you. I'm talking to you. Just you. Talking to you. There's some things, amen, that God is going to allow you to go through, and God is going to, amen, allow you to be in it so he can pull you out. So he can bless you, so he can deliver you, so he can heal you, so you'll be a testimony to the world. Is there any volunteers? Is there any volunteers that can say, if God is going to be glorified in my life, or if God is going to be glorified by what I'm going through, then sign me up for it. So often it is just so much easier to run from it and say, Lord, not me. But is there anybody here that's willing to suffer? Amen. Knowing that if we suffer with him, we want to reign with him. But Jesus said in verse 4, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Jesus said, this had to happen so that I can perform a miracle. Amen. Anybody out there, amen, anybody listening to me all over the world that needs God to perform a miracle, okay? Everybody wants miracles, amen. We used to say that all the time years ago. I'm looking for a miracle, amen. Expecting the apostle, I see the invisible, amen. Amen. But in order for you to get a miracle, your situation has to require a miracle. Lord, help me tonight. Amen. See, you want a miracle, but you don't want to be put in a situation that requires a miracle. This young man, by no fault of his own, was placed in a situation that required a miracle. Jesus said in verse 5, I'm going right along here tonight. Amen. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And listen, beloved, if Jesus is in you, you should be the light in the world. on your job. You might say, Pastor, where the world is? Amen. The world is on your job. Amen. The world is sometimes in your home. The world could be, amen, the praise and worship team, the musician, the pastor. Amen. The world could be the deacon that you sit next to every Sunday. Amen. Am I talking to everybody? Amen. Jesus said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Amen. We understand that Jesus had to go away, but now we are the light of the world. A city that sits on a hill cannot be hid. If people are going to see Jesus, if people are going to know God, how are they going to know him? They're going to know him through us. They're going to know him through you. Lord, help me not. It's easy to go to church, amen, and shout and dance. Amen. I love doing that, but how do you live when you get home? How do you act when you're on your job? How do you act at the restaurant? How do you act at the ball game? Most don't know how to act right when they're in church. But what happens, amen, when you get outside of the church? Can you still live a godly life? As long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. Look at verse 6. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground. See, that would have got most of us right there. Amen. That's one thing most of us don't put on. You ain't no spin on me. Don't put no spin on me. Amen. Y'all tell the truth here. Thank God the man was blind. He might have messed up his own blessing when he know that Jesus spitting in the dirt and making clay, making mud pies. Amen. But when you're desperate, you don't care how you get. Amen. You take a woman that used to be doing the right thing. Amen. But trouble came. Things happened in her life. Amen. Now she's out on the street. Amen. Now she'll sell her body. Because she's desperate. Whether it's drugs or money or whatever it is, to try to steal whatever God is in their life. Same thing for a man. Whatever that void is, you do it to get desperate enough. You do whatever it takes to fill that void. Lord, let me preach and teach on tonight. Amen. All right? So now this man is desperate. He's blind. Jesus sees him. Thank God Jesus followed us. Because some of us got good eyes. We got 20-20, got good vision. But we were blind. Lord, help me tonight. Amen. We got good sight. We can see real good. Go to the doctor. Amen. We got good. Amen. The optometrist, whatever the person that check your eye. Amen. They say you got good vision, but you're still blind. Lord, let me teach this tonight. Oh, verse 6, when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle or the saliva. He spit. He made clay. Some of us, amen, if we could have seen, amen, we would start saying, we would start running from Jesus. Come back, you're nasty. Don't be spitting. You ain't going to put that stuff on me. Come on, let's tell the truth. Amen. Some of you God will tell you, just run right where you are. That's just shout, dance, leap, throw your hands up, wave your hands. Amen. And we won't do nothing. God, what? We too ashamed. We ain't desperate enough. You get desperate, amen, and when it seems like the hell house is chasing you, when it seems like the devil is on your back and on your front, amen, and the only place you can get some refuge is in the presence of the Lord, you don't care who is looking at you. You don't care who's talking about you. You don't care who's going, amen, laugh at you. Why? Because now you're desperate. And whatever that God is in your life, you know that you need that God real. So a desperate person that takes spit in the face, we allow God to spit in your face. Even if it means it's going to embarrass you. Even if it means, can God trust you with some embarrassment? Can God count on you in some situations that he can't count on nobody else in your family? Can God trust you to be desperate? Even when you can't trust nobody else. When you know folk ain't going to understand. And folk would say, if I were you, watch folk that keep saying if they were you. Amen. If I were you, I wouldn't take it. If I were you, I wouldn't put it with it. God, that's right. God, that's right. Because you ain't me. Because I'm living so much the glory. embarrass you, to be desperate. Can God trust you with the embarrassment? Lord, help me tonight. I'm almost through here. Can God trust you with some disappointment? Can God trust you, amen, with some failures from others? Can he trust you with that thing you've been praying for don't happen? Or when it don't happen when you think it should, can God trust you to still pray anyway? When you praise God, even when he don't heal you, when you praise him, even if he don't deliver you, when you praise him, even if he don't break you up, how desperate are you? That's why for the neighbors, he got one to say, sit with the facts, give me the facts. That these are the facts, the man was blind. Jesus, Sister Ashley, spit. I'm just wondering, can he spit on anybody? Lord, help me tonight. Can he spit on you? Will you allow God to spit on you? Jesus, this is tight, but it's right. My daddy was teaching me this. My daddy was teaching me, amen, life, because he can't hear nobody. Amen, life. Amen, peace. Amen. Can God trust you with the embarrassment? You've been testifying to certain things that God is doing, and God has done, but now the table has changed, and it seems like you can't hear from God, and it seems like God ain't talking. Can he still trust you to still magnify him? Can he trust you to still lift his name up? I know your children acting crazy, but can he trust you? I know your spouse cooking for cocoa puffs, but can God trust you? Sometimes even the church get messed up sometimes. But can God trust you? Can he trust you? Amen. Lord, I see my preaching coming up. I got the word this week. Jesus spits on the ground, verse 6, and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. Only Jesus, look at him. Amen. Jesus can take mud and anoint somebody. We don't feel like we got another list. We got the virgin olive oil. Jesus, Lord, let me take mud. Take some spit. Y'all wouldn't even let me pray for you if I touch my tongue. Y'all wouldn't let me pray for you. Amen. And oh, amen. I'm spitting all over my hand and feeling. Come on, come here, baby. Let the Lord. Amen. Come here, baby. Let me lay hands on you. Amen. You wouldn't even come in the prayer line. Jesus spitting on folks, spitting and making mud. And you know how we are about our Sunday outfits. Lord, you did not put no word on me, Jesus. I just got this. Oh, I just got this church hat. I just got this outfit. You did not put no word on me. I just had my makeup done. You did not put no word on my face. Lord, help me tonight. I can't get much help in here. Oh, y'all will make the work harder than I was planning on working tonight. Amen. That's right. I'm glad. Where's the trust? Where's the trust? Where's he at? Okay? Where's your dependency at? Lord, no, I've been not ever trying to spend in my hand and talk about him with the Lord. Amen. Everybody going to run out the tabernacle. Everybody going to run out the church. And then put it on paper. That nigga trap, I mean, excuse me. That nigga going to spend on me. He done spit on me. Lord, I go follow real quick. He done see spitting on folks in that church. Everybody in that crazy. The pastor crazy. Everybody crazy. He just spitting on people. Woo! Amen. It's hard out here for a pimp. Amen. Praise the Lord. So Jesus takes clay, makes clay out of spittle, and anoints the man's eyes. Okay? Now, what they learned, or another pastor, a bishop said like this, the reason why Jesus had to do it like that was because the man didn't have no eyeballs, he just had sockets. So he had to make the clay, amen, this is what somebody said, I'm just telling you, amen, he had to make the clay, we know we're all made out of clay, with dirt, amen, pray the Lord that he could make the clay to fill in the sockets. Whew. And think about it. Amen. Jesus could have just said, like he did on another occasion, amen, receive thy sight. Another man, he did like that. The man opened his eyes, I see men walking, that's true. Amen. Jesus, that person again, I believe that's how that scripture went. So get there, he can see clearly. I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. Well, this man, he makes the claim. Verse 7, and said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sit. He sit there, the pool of Siloam. He went his way down for and washed and came see. Listen, facts. Somebody shout facts. The man was obedient. No doubt he was already desperate. Something else that he was a beggar. Okay? He was a beggar. We know he had family. We're going to see. Hopefully we get to it tonight and not the next time we get to it. He had mother and father. Okay? But he was desperate. The man was desperate. A desperate person, when you get so desperate, once again, you're going to have to be obedient. Because now you understand, in order for me to get some assistance, I got to do what somebody tell me. How many of us have ever been in that part where we act like we didn't need nobody, we didn't want to hear from nobody, we didn't need no assistance, and we just riding high? I tell you one thing, something happened. As my dad would say, it knocked you off your high horse, brought you to the ground. Now, your song has changed. Now, your testimony has changed. Because you figured out, amen, you're not on the island by yourself. You ain't John the Apostle. You ain't on the island of Patmos. You need somebody. So be careful how you treat folks, because the same folks, amen, you step on trying to go up, it's going to be the same folks you're going to have to watch when you come back down. And hopefully the folks say with that even when you come back down, they can lend a hand to help you get stable again. Jesus told him, go watch the proof of the Lord himself, which is being terminated. See, he went his way that far and watched and came see, which was a sign of faith, obedience. The Bible declares, amen, obedience is better than sacrifices. Okay, to obey is better than sacrifice. Disobedience, on the other hand, is as the sin of witchcraft. We got so many witches with no top hat. We got so many witches that don't have a broom. We got so many witches that don't work spells. But they'll sit right in the church. Tell me tonight. They'll sit right in the church and cause mess. They'll sit right in the church and start spells. They may not have no witches broom, amen, don't, but they'll sit right up in church. Amen. They run somebody up down. They run their neighbor down. They run the pastor down. Amen. They run everybody down in the church except themselves. But some of them so crazy, they'll run their talk about themselves. Amen. Let the book talk. Amen. Holy preacher, you said that way. Let the book talk. Okay? Verse 8. The neighbors, therefore, let me see how much time I got. Amen. About 15 minutes. The neighbors, therefore, and they which before had seen him that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? Just talk to that. The folks that know you, the folks in your community. See, when you're really saved, let me help us here. Amen. You ain't got to be great, amen, away from home. I keep telling y'all that. Be great at home. Okay? The folks. Okay, when you therefore, as they before had seen him, that he was blind, this is talking about people that knew him. And he probably had some cousins in there. Probably had some aunts and uncles in there. They said, is not this he that sat and begged? Told you he was a beggar. Ain't this him? Something different now. Something has changed. And what better testimony to have than to be able to go back to your home and the people that's known you for years can tell there's something different about you. The ones that don't know you, they ain't gonna know something different. They ain't gonna know. It's the folks that's been knowing you for some time. Scripture tells us, don't do that labor among you. You should know folks. And you should, amen, you should know them enough where even if it don't sound right, you know that's not their character. That don't sound like I know him. Brother Omar gets, no. That might be a lot of folks, but that ain't Omar. Come on here. That ain't this one. You should know now. I ain't gonna sit around here and listen long enough for you to even try to put that in my spirit. Lord, help me tonight. Well, this young man, he goes back. Amen. Now he's seeing clearly. That's when you go back to your family. Tell them, I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Trying to be great at work? No. Be great at home first. His kinfolk, the neighbors, those that knew him, said, wait a minute. Is not this he that sat and dead? Ain't this him? We was giving coins. We was raising offerings for him. We was giving him handouts. Ain't this him? Look at verse 9. Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. But he is the flat. He is the back right here. But he said, I am he. Lord, help me tonight. Amen. Let me give you facts again. Look at verse 9. Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. But he said, facts, I am he. Is there anybody that will just jump up right where you are and say, I am he, or I am she? I know I look different, Lord. I feel it, but I got to hold it. I know I look different. I know I talk different. I know I act different. You don't know if it's me or not, but I just want you to know I am he. Catch him in and say, he is. I am he. And you got that part of your life where you say, I am he. Or I am she. Now don't you ever get the thought when you wake up and you say, I am he, she. Or I am she, she. No, it's one or the other. Clap your hands to the Lord. Thank you. Some said, this is the other man. He is like him. But he said, I am he. Facts. I'm almost here. Therefore said they unto him, how will thine eyes open? Paul brought this identification. That's where we want to get folks to the point where they ask a question about how did we change? Folks that knew you when you was a pimp. Folks that knew you when you was a hoe. Folks that knew you when you was going to the hotel to get motel. Trying to find a hoe that won't tell. Folks that knew you when you was strung out. Folks that knew you when you were drinking more than the Lord said, amen. And they ought to be the first one to say, what happened? How did you get to this point? There's something different about you. And you need to be able to have a testimony, say, I am he. And after you said, how about my eyes open? That was a great time. God will always set us up to give our testimony. I said, God will always set us up to give our testimony. Sometimes testimony will be goodbye world, I'm gone. I crossed the stoplight line and I told the world goodbye. They want to know, how is it that you got your sight? Your eyes, we've been knowing you since you was a boy. We've been knowing you, Lord, been happy. And we've been knowing you since you was a baby. And you've been running, you've been crawling around and folks been meeting you around all these years. How is it now? Amen. A change has taken place. A change has been wrought since I met Jesus. Times of joy on my soul. I could see been no wrong since Jesus came into my life. Oh, bless his name. Amen. Back. How was my eyes open? He answered and said, a man, listen to the testify, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said unto me, go to the pool of the Lord and wash. Look at the man and say, all we need is a washer. Lord, if we would wash up, God will break us up. If we would wash up, God will show up. Look at somebody else and say, all I need is a wash up. wash up, wash up, wash up, and wash, and went, and I went and washed up, wash my face, and I received sight. Yeah, God bless you, brother. Wow. Have you ever been had such a good night's sleep? God help me tonight. I'm all on the finish here. Ain't got but about 10 minutes. But have you ever slept so good, amen, at night that when you wake up in the morning, you know you're trying to open your eyes and you can't even open your, amen, open your eyes because so much, amen, stuff, cold or whatever it is in your eyes. Even my macho back there saying crush, amen. He knows, amen. He tries to do this all the time. Please bless his name. I'll pray for him. You got so much crush, amen. And you know when you go to the bathroom and you finally get tested, get your eyes in some time and be a little blurry because there's still something down. What do? You got to wash your face. Amen. I tell my kids every day, don't you leave this house without doing at least two things. You don't wash your butt, but wash your face and brush your teeth. Well, I can't hear nobody. Wash your face, brush your teeth. Amen. Don't know when you're not slept good. Amen. Amen. Lord, heaven, you go out the house, you done forgot, you be rushing sometimes and go out the house, amen, and by the time you get to where you're going, you see yourself, amen, you got crust all over, all everywhere. You done look like an apple pie, that crust all over the place. Just crust it. When you wash your face, they call sleep set in throughout the night. Body relax, things happen. Get up in the morning, wash your butt. Amen. Amen. One of my deacons said, some need to get in the tub, bishop. That's right. Some of y'all that need to take, not just to wash up. Amen. You need to get, amen. You need to be baptized. And I ain't talking about baptizing the Catholic way. You need to be baptized. Amen. The Pentecostal way. Go all the way down in the water. Lord, I'm feeling myself getting happy. I got to rank it in. Amen. I'm almost through. I always know every God, and I know I got to do a part two. Amen. The young man said, verse 11, the man in 18 told me to go to the pool of Siloam and wash. Then I went and washed, and I received salt. Being obedient. Amen. Pastor made the jump three times to give the Lord a head clap of praise, and watch what God do for me. Well, now I got to jump three times. You sound like Naaman. I believe I'm going to say this. Amen. In the Old Testament, Pastor Lord said, just praise him. Praise him like it's your last time, and he's going to deliver. But why I got to do that? Why he just can't deliver me? You ain't desperate enough yet. But you asked too many questions. This man won't ask no questions. Amen. Matter of fact, he didn't even call out to Jesus. Jesus found him. Amen. He didn't even make no request. Jesus did the request to make it. Lord, help me tonight. Lord, I got to get through here. I got 5 minutes. So go wash. The man obeyed. Verse 12 then said they unto him, where is he? See, that's what your book called. Help me tonight. I probably can't do it. I look good right there in the camera. Can you see me good? See, what God wants you to do, you give your testimony. And hopefully by your conviction in your testimony, it'll make the people or the person you're testifying to say, where is he? Yeah. Well, not where you at, but where is he? In other words, what you do, how you live, are the point folks to Jesus. What you do, how you live, are to lead folks to the cross. And we can say like the old folks say, at the cross, at the cross. Well, I first saw the light and the burdens in my heart. Lord, I can't do that right anymore. There. By faith, I receive my sight. Now I'm happy. When was the last time your testimony called somebody to ask, where is he? Woo! Where is he? Where is he that raised the dead? Where is he that opened blinded eyes? Where is he that called?
blame the Lord. Where is he that caused the storm to talk? Does the heaven say, I know where he's at?
Jesus' name. Listen, there may be one on tonight but just from hearing a portion of this study, you're saying that, oh, I see now, that was the Lord's doing, and it was marvelous in our eyes. What God has done in me, now I understand. I must go through what I'm going through because God has to be glorified in my life. And let me be one that's watching or listening all over the world. You are talking to you, and you want to give your life to Jesus Christ. I'm asking you to repeat this simple but powerful prayer for me. To say, Lord, I'm sorry for the sins I committed. Tonight I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus. And I believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead. I open the doors of my heart and I welcome Jesus in to be Lord and Savior of my life. In Jesus' name, I'm going to stick with the facts. Amen. Amen. Listen, amen. We thank you so much for being a part of our first night. Listen, if you prayed that prayer, you've given your life to Jesus. It was just that simple. If you did that, just put a little note out there so we can see on Facebook, so we can see, amen, like this young man, he didn't care who knew. He didn't care. And we're going to see he faced adversity. He faced excommunication, but it didn't matter to him because he had met Jesus. And he stuck with the fact that Jesus is the reason while I'm here. Listen, if you've been blessed on tonight by this message, by the praise and worship, amen, by this Bishop Omar Zachary Family Ministries, I ask that you would give a love gift of any size. Amen. Actually, whatever, if the Lord lays it on your heart, amen, to be a blessing financially on tonight. No gift is too small. No gift is too great. Whatever the Lord lays on your heart. Amen. We have two ways in which you can give on tonight. The first way you can get directly to us is Cash App. Amen. If you have Cash App, you can Cash App us right now. Cash App information is $OV264. Once again, the Cash App. Amen. Shane, if you're still on, put the Cash App and put the number of Kenya. Put the Cash App, put the number out there just in case someone would like to would like that information. Cash App is $OV. That stands for Omar Zachary 264. $OV264. Or you can call our financial officers right now. And let them hear from you. And when you call in, just say, I enjoyed that message. And I just want to be a blessing to Bishop Zachary and his family. Amen. Would you do that for us on tonight? Amen. The number to call is 678-760-6056. Once again, 678-760-6056. That's for those that need to use a debit or credit card or PayPal or Zelle, or even if you want our mailing address, call that number, 678-760-6056. God bless you all tonight. Once again, thank you so much. Meet us back at our other location, Praise Tabernacle. Amen. Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Amen. Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We are physically now. Our new location is at 199 East Croydon Street, Knoxville, Georgia 30043. Once again, 199 East Croydon Street, Knoxville, Georgia 30043. Tune in. Come on, won't you? That's what they used to say. I don't see why, don't you? Amen. Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Amen. For an hour of power by 10:15 with you. And you can go on to your church and go ahead on to breakfast or just listen to Larry Tinsley. Amen. A little bit longer. Amen. God bless you. Godspeed. Thank you so much for being a part of our Thursday night celebration. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you again. We appreciate you. We know, God, that we believe and know in our hearts that you were pleased with the service we rendered on tonight. God, we don't know how many folks just tuned in. That's not even important. But we just thank you for those that were able to. We glorify you, magnify your name. Touch your people, all those that are still on our prayer list. Touch, heal, and deliver. We thank you for the praise report that we've gotten from Elder Leroy Stokes. Amen. And we're so grateful. We ain't going to tell them. We're going to let him tell it. And we just thank you for what you're doing. in our life. As we leave this place, but never your presence. Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20 tells us to go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Good night.
Yes, baby.